And she picked for us last month, Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. Afternoon, Catherine.
Hello. Nice to speak to you.
And I loved it.
Oh, you did? Oh, good. I'm glad. So did I.
Yeah, it's a fascinating book, isn't it? It's not what you expect, but it really pulls you in. No. She sort of painted her surroundings and I could almost smell where she was living.
It was an amazing book. And I'm really glad I read it because so many people had recommended it to me, but I just thought, no, it really isn't for me. It didn't mean anything to me. The cover of the paperback is very pink. It's an American author. It looked a little bit too sentimental. Actually, it's an amazing book. It's got so many different levels to it, so much to appeal to anybody, I think. So it's about a young girl and she's called Kaya and she's actually been abandoned by all members of her family. And so she's living alone. She's made a life for herself in the swamps in North Carolina in America. And the local townspeople, is a sort of a small rural community nearby. They know her as the Marsh Girl and are very wary of her. And there are a few attempts to reach out to her when she's young, but she hasn't. They haven't worked. She hasn't gone to school. And she's survived by catching fish and mussels and selling them to a kindly shopkeeper. And he exchanges these for the supplies she needs. But the chapters alternate between telling us about this Marsh Girl's story growing up and how she makes a friend who teaches her to read and she comes to observe and document her natural environment. But then we've got this tandem story, which takes place some sort of 10 to 15 years later when a man has been murdered and the Marsh Girl is the prime suspect. So you've got all sorts of elements to the book. You've got coming of age, you've got the natural, the description of the natural world, you've got a murder mystery, you've got all the sort of relationships that are going on as well. And also there's this racial and social division in the local community. It talks about what it's like to live in isolation. This girl is living all on her own and she's been rejected by one person after another, people that she should really trust and belong to and believe in have really let her down. But it's still so full of hope. And the, as you say, the natural world is so vividly presented. It's absolutely astonishing. And I had this very strange experience with the book. I don't know whether you found this, where I didn't want to rush it. And I actually had to put it down and walk away a few times because I thought, I don't really want to know what happens next. I just want to be in this world for a little bit longer. So with most books, you want to keep turning the pages to solve the mystery. And actually, I didn't feel that. I wanted to lose myself in her world a little bit longer. Yes, she did want to find out in the end, but really, really clever book. Very enjoyable, I thought.
As you say, it touches on so many different issues, doesn't it, as well? So I don't know where the idea came from. Do you know any more behind it?
Well, the author is a wildlife scientist, apparently. She spent her life in Africa researching different natural world in Africa, wildlife and whatnot. But she's this is her first novel. So she's written nonfiction before, but she's 70. It's her first novel. And she has said, apparently, that she's used her experience of living in the wilderness of Africa, in the wilds of Africa, to inform what she's imagining for this girl in America. And apparently it is all fiction. You know, she hasn't been inspired by a particular story that she's read or anything. It was all in her own mind. And it's taken some years for it to come out, but it has been a surprise bestseller and it's going to be made into a film, I think, as well.
It's as you say, it's fascinating because the title means nothing, but once you've read the book it doesn't. And you said about not wanting to turn the pages, but I read mostly at night time and nearly always fall asleep before I've managed to read as much as I want. But this book, you know, I think I read it for 3 hours at night and I read till about one in the morning just because I wanted to find, and the end, there is a great twist at the end, but we can't see any more than that.
Yes. And does keep you guessing.
Yeah. Has it been picked up for a film?
Yes. Apparently, I think it's Reese Witherspoon, the actress. She's, you know, whatever they do, buy the rights for it. So there are plans for it to be turned into a film. I don't know what the timescale is, but I think it would probably make a very good film because it's very visual anyway. And you're reading it, you can picture the environment of the marshes, the water and the trees and the birds and the shells and the fish, all the things that she describes. It's amazing.
And with a murder mystery in it as well. I've had a couple of reviews, so I don't, have you had any?
No, tell me.
So Lynn got in touch. She said, I love the book. It hooked me in from the very first paragraph. So beautifully written, so atmospheric. It describes the people, the marshland and its wildlife in such exquisite detail and has a good storyline which weaves through the seasons and years. No wonder it's been snapped up by a film company. And Jill says that I really enjoyed the book. I thought it was well written, took the reader to an area that Kaya lived. Lovely description of the area and the marshes. Her belief was strong that her abandonment would be temporary, as mothers always return to their young. Because right at the very beginning, her mum's there, and then her mum disappears, and then eventually her dad disappears as well. She says, as a reader, you're always hoping that some family return to look after her. She continues to be abandoned by her friend Tate, and then also by Chase. I felt I was always touting for Kaya and wanting things to improve for her. The relationship that she had with her African-American family is great, and there were points where I wanted her to stay with them as well. I would recommend this book to others, says Jill. It just shows, doesn't it, how many levels. You can see why people are loving it, can't you, really?
Well, yes, and the fact that Kaya has so many misfortunes, but she's so resilient and so full of hope. I think that's what keeps you turning the pages and willing things to happen better for her, but you don't feel despondent, I think. It's amazing how she's turned that around, I think. It's a very good book.
It is. It's a, it is, yeah.